Begin the current daf. Masech this vachem daf lamed test. Begin on the bottom of lamed ches amad beis. Three lines up at the bottom of the amad, where the gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is we had qualified in our opening mishnah machlekes b'shamis hil regarding the karmel chatas that's bachutz, that's on the outer altar. What's the minimum requisite amount of zrikas? Although the Torah tells us to do four times on the four corners, but what is ma'akev the kapar? What's integral for atonement? B'shamis said two. B'shil said one. Now on that the gemara had qualified. That so the remaining three zrikas, what halachic definition do they get? Because they're not integral for atonement, but yet at the same time they're still zrika. So Rav Papa had differentiated and said for certain halachas it's like the beginning, meaning regarding the first zrika, which is a bona fide zrika, and for other halachas they have halacha like kesefin, which is like the shirayim, like the leftover blood. One halacha that he said it has the halacha like the primary zrika, that of the first one, is regarding if some of the blood spills on the kohen's garments, it has to be washed. That's halacha that happens with the blood of the carbon. Now, on that, Rav Papa said, I can prove it. How could I prove that? Because a mission later on of Tzadikim Lamed Aleph says that if some of the blood spilled from the blood that was thrown already on the corner of the Mizbech, on the Karen, and it spritzed back on him, or that was on the Yisoid and it sprayed back, so then it doesn't require kibbutz. Because it's not actually yeezer like the Torah says that it will be sprayed, because it already was sprayed already. It's only what will be sprayed that would require if it spills on this garment to be washed. So he made the following deek. He says, oh, it's only min ha-keren. But what's rol ha-keren, which is even the remaining three, it's fit to be sprayed on the corner because it is at least part of the mitzvah l'ketchila, that then it would require kibbutz. Shikamar refuted Rav Papa's proof and said, wait a second. Then the next wording, min ha-yesoid, oh, only if it sprayed back from the foundation, which the Shirayim has spilled on the foundation, then it doesn't require the garments being washed. But what's roli yesoid, which is Shirayim, then that would require it to be washed? How can you say that? But there's no mazrikas any left. There's no mashayizah because already was sprayed. It's the Shirayim. How could that require? Obviously, says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from that mission. It's going like Rav Nechemya. As we find a different mission of Kuf Yod Mabeis, that we find that he says that Tishayari Hadam, the leftover blood, are just like all the other dam in regards to a different halacha when it's sacrificed outside, when someone would do the zrikas outside. It'd be chayiv. So therefore, you see, he says Shirayim are like the other bloods. Therefore, yeah, what's roli aside, which is the Shirayim, is going to be just like what's roli karen, which are the Shalish Matanis that's left over from the Kamachatas, would require the washing of the garments. But there's no right to the Rabbanu who disagree, and they don't hold that Shirayim would require the washing of the garments. Therefore, they would so too maybe hold what's Ro LeKaren would also not be, it's only the first Matana that would require washing the garments in there, but there's no raya to Rav Papa's halacha. That answer that the Gemara had used to reject the raya of Rav Papa by saying that the Mishnah of Tzadik Gimel is like Rav Nechemya, as we find elsewhere, Nechemya saying the Shiyari Hadam is like the primary bloods itself, on that is the Gemara, on that rejection. Wait a second, what's the raya to say, to explain this mission like a different Tanakh opinion, different not supporting Rav Papa? You want to say, we find Rav Nechemya who says that the Shiyari Hadam, the remnants, the leftovers of the blood, is like the blood itself, and therefore one would be chayv if he would spray it outside of the perimeter of the Azara, just like the primary Zrikis. Where do we find, he says, that this Lein Halah, that's regarding this halacha, bringing it out of the perimeter where it's allowed to be brought? Because it's no worse, no less than the limbs and the fats, the pieces of the carbon, which are not even bloods. And if someone brings them and sacrifices them outside of the area, since it's fit to be sacrificed in the area on the Mizbeach, one is chayv on the outside. But regarding the washing of the garments, which is a unique halacha regarding the dam itself, who said that Rav Nechemya, who you're trying to say he's the Tanya of that Mishnah, would say that the Shiyari Hadam, and therefore by default you're saying that that's Roli Yisayid, and also Roli Karen, the three other ones, would also be Chayiv and Kavisa, but they're Kondra Bana not. But how can you interpret the Mishnah like that and say it's talking about Roli Yisayid, which is Shirayim, that Rav Nechemya would say you have to wash the garments? Where do you ever find he says such a thing? He says it's considered regarding Halal Bachotz, because there you find it doesn't have to be Dam. It could even be Evar Mabadam. Whatever's fit inside is Chayiv on the outside. But to say that it would require a kibbutz begadim, even though it's shirayim, that we don't find. How can you say it's necessarily Rav Nechemya? The Gemara answers in yes, we do find. As we continue to have a lama tesam and al vatanya, and so too we learn in the Braisa, will prove that Rav Nechemya says his halacha, even by shirayim, to require kibbutz begadim, and therefore we could explain that he's the tan over there on that side of the gimel. The Braisa says, dam hatu'unin yisoid, regarding blood that requires the foundation of the Mizbeach. What's that referring to? That's the shiarim. The leftover blood is what's spilled onto the foundation of the Mizbeach. So regarding those type of bloods, tu'un and kibus, if it sprays onto the kohen's garments, it has to be washed, which that's the halacha we're trying to prove. And to say who that's like Reb Nechemya. And continues the braisa, machshava ma'elis behen, and also there's the machshava of psul, of pigul, would take effect. That is, if let's say the kohen, when he's pouring the leftover blood onto the foundation of the Mizbeach, he's having in mind that the meat should be eaten tomorrow, that would create pigul in the carbon, which the Gemara later is going to ask. We don't find anyone saying such a thing. Continues the braisa, and also if someone brings it outside of the area of where it's allowed to be thrown, he's also going to be liable. Now, in contrast, continues the braisa, but regarding blood that spilled not on the foundation, but rather to the canal that runs through the Hazara, which that's where the invalidated dam gets spilled, and they pour it out over there, which spills out into the Kidron Valley, those types of bloods, ein tun and kibus, if that sprays on the kohen's garments, it does not have to be washed, and neither, if some would have in mind, when he's spilling out that blood, to have the carbon's meat eaten tomorrow, that would not create a psul in the carbon. And if someone takes that invalidated blood and pours it outside of the azar, he's going to be exempt. Now, says the Gemara, man shamali the amar, malamehen b'chutz chayv. Who is the tanya of this braisa? Who is the one who says this halacha, that if someone even brings the shiarim outside of the base of meat, outside of the azara, he's going to be chayv for the halacha of sacrificing element of a carbon outside of the area which is allowed to be brought? Who says that? That's from the Chemihi, like we brought. He's the Tanna of Kovyon Amid Beis, who says Shiara Hadam Shekrivim Machutz is going to be Chayiv. And Vakamar, and what it's, so if he's the Tanna of the Braisa, what's the other halach he says over there? To'un Kibus. He says clearly that these bloods that need the Yisait, which are the Shiarim, requires to be washed. So therefore, yes, we could maintain our rejection of a Papa's Raya from the mission of Tzadik Gimel, because who is the Tanna over there? It's from the Chemihi, because yes, what's Roli Yisait actually would require Kibus. Now, parenthetically, the Gemara says it's not possible to interpret this braisa the way you are to support your contention that Reb Nechemya holds shiarim required kibus. Because machshava ma'elis ben, how could you learn this braisa going on shiarim, on the leftover blood? Do you think a machshava psul will take effect negatively when you have in mind to eat the meat tomorrow while spilling out the remnants of the blood? But v'tanya, you learn the braisa that says yatsu shiarim, the leftover blood is excluded. And so also of Haktar Seymurim, the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts is also excluded. She'ein ma'akvin nesakapar, because these elements, they're not integral for atonement. Where the halacha is, she'ein ma'akshav me'elas, and therefore an invalidating thought will not take effect negatively on the carbon. So you can't even interpret the braisa going on she'yarim. Rather, kitanya he must be that, what's this braisa going on that we're bringing on the top of this amud? That's saying that a machshava psul will take effect on the carbon. Must be b'sholish matonish b'chatas, regarding the three remaining matonis of dam of a carbon chatas. So in other words, you cannot infer from this braisa that shiarim would require to be washed the garment, even according to Reb Nechemya, because the braisa is obviously not talking about shiarim. Must be talking about the sholish matonish b'chatas, and that's where b'chshav or d'me'elis ben, and that's where you would be toying kibbutz. But you cannot support your contention to explain the opinion of Reb Nechemya that even shiarim would require kibbutz. Which, and therefore to explain that he's the Tan of the mission of Tzadik Gimel. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, wait a second, how could you say in rejection of our rejection that the Brice is talking about the Gimel Matan Shabachatas? If that's the case, then Tu'un and Yisoid? How are you calling these the bloods that require the foundation? Like Karen Osley, those three remaining Zrikas, they don't go to the foundation, they go to the other three corners. Says the Gemara, no, Ema say, Nit'on and Yisoid. When we say it's the blood that requires the foundation, meaning, the mitzvah of requiring the foundation is on them, meaning because after the remaining blood from these three koranas, that remaining blood gets poured onto the foundation, not to the ama, because they are primary zrikas for the chatas. That's what it means. On that as the Gemara, but still it's difficult, the braisa. Umachshava mayalis ben? Do you think that a machshava psul would take effect on the remaining three matanis? Which was the question you asked, if it's Shiraim, how can Machshav Me'elis Ben? Well, even what you're saying now, that it's the Gimel Matanis, you think Machshav Psul takes effect by them also? But Amrit, you said, previous Dav, that Loi Sharya, these three remaining Matanis, they're not what permits the carbon to be eaten or the Emurim to be sacrificed. Because the primary atonement was already with the first Rika, as we said in our Mishnah. V'loi Mefaglan, this is the contradictory point, and neither does it create Pigel. Because again, it's not the primary mechaper. V'loy ailegavoy, neither does it have the problem if the bloods are taken inside the heichel to invalidate the carbon. Kesayfon, like the end, meaning like shirayim. For this halacha of pigul, it's the same thing. The shirayim like the gemara matanis. El rather says the gemara must be kitanya hi. When did we learn the brisa? You're right, it's not by shirayim, and neither is it by gemara matanis of the chatas. Must be bedam hapanimim. Must be the blood of a karban chatas, that its blood, there's five unique karbanas, that its blood are parma and asrafim, that their bloods are taken inside the heichel. And it is talking about shirayim. It is talking about leftover blood. It is dam hatu'un yesoid. But it's not by chatas achitaina. It's by chatas of hapanimis. And we're going like the opinion that says later on, that on the later daf, that the shirayim of the panimi, of an inner karban chatas, actually, those shirayim to be spilled on the foundation are ma'akiv. Therefore, they are considered chashav enough, like the Bryce is talking about, to make pigul and to be invalidated by going out of the area and regarding washing the garments. But there's no raya regarding this Bryce of Rav Nechemya to explain it by chatoyas hachetzainis that even the shirayim are going to require kibbutz, because it's not talking about chatoyas hachetzainis, it's talking about chatoyas hapanimius. But that the Gemara asks, av bedam hachetzainimais. Then what are you saying in the interpretation of this brisa? But regarding the bloods of the outer karban chatas, you're saying that potter, that there the shirayim would be exempt from those three halachas that you're saying. Then the question then becomes, of the tani, then the seifa of the brisa, that contrasts, dam hanishpachim la'ama, it says, oh, however, that's blood that's thrown on the foundation. But blood that's thrown into the canal, oh, there you're going to be exempt from these three halachas of kibbutz and of malmachotz and machshava being taking effect in it. Why? Why go to the nishpacha ma'ama, liflik v'lis nebedida, differentiate in bloods that require the foundation and say, oh, b'med, when we say that there's these three halachas is b'dam ha'panimim, is a karma chattas that's in the inner mizbeach, b'dam ha'chitzayin patr, but the same type of category of dam ha'tu'un yisayid, but of a dam of a karma chattas on the outer mizbeach, oh, those shirayim are exempt. Why go to la'ama? Says the Gemara, no, you can't, because ha'mani, who's the time of this brisa, Rav Nechemya? Like we mentioned his opinion before. The Amma that he says, that even Sheyari Hadam Shekriv Machot Tzchayev, the leftover bloods of a Karban Chatas, even that on the outer Mizbeach, if one's going to go ahead and sacrifice that out of the area, let's say out of the Azara, beyond the area of the base of Migdash of the Temple Mount, that he's going to be Chayev. Now that's why we couldn't differentiate these three halachas, a contrast of Chatay Sepanim, Mr. Chatas Achatzenis. Because if Lemasnin Le Tlas Peturi, we wouldn't be able to learn all three exemptions by the Chatas Achatzenis, Lebahadi Tlas Achayuv, in contrast to the three liabilities of the Chatay Sepanimis. Because although you're right, regarding washing the garment and regarding Machshava invalidating, that we could differentiate and just say, yeah, but Chatay Sechatzenis would be exempt. Because as we're saying, that even Rav Nechemya, that's how we're rejecting the rejection of Rav Papa, said, no, Rav Nechemya would agree that there is no chiyuv of kibbutz b'chatos hachatzenis. But regarding the third halacha of halal b'chut, that you can't say. So therefore, the Gemara has ultimately rejected the rejection of Rav Papa, which was by saying that, oh, yeah, who's the Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel? Well, that's Rav Nechemya. We can't say that because we don't really find any precedents for him saying that even shiurim of chatos hachatzenis are going to be requiring kibbutz, because we don't find that. As we said, that this brisa can't even be talking about chatos hachatzenis to say it's like Rav Nechemya. Now, however, there's still no proof for a papa, according to what the Gemara was saying, because ultimately there's no proof from that Mishnah, which is difficult in its own right. But what the Gemara had entertained to say that who is going to be Rav Nechemya, that the Gemara fell off from, there's no proof for that. But Ravina, the Gemara continues, and he goes back to the question itself. The Gemara's initial question on Rav Papa was by saying, hey, how are you learning the Mishnah that as a proof for your halacha? Because what does the Mishnah say? If the blood already was thrown on the kohen and then sprays back on the kohen, oh, then he's going to be not going to require kibbutz. It sounds like, but if it didn't yet hit the keren, if it wasn't yet sprayed, it's still rolling keren, it's still going to be sprayed as shayiza, oh, then it would require kibbutz. Well, that's like Rav Papa's halacha, that the remaining three hazais would also require kibbutz begadim. On that, the Gemara had asked, according to you, then, what's the next word in the brisa? Next word in the brisa was, and mina yisayid, if the blood was already poured on the foundation and the sprays back, oh, that's where you're not going to require to wash the garment. Sounds like, but if it's roll yisayid wood, and that the Gemara says, which that's why we entertain to say it's from the Chemya, how can that be? The dam that's roll yisayid is the shiarim, is the leftover blood. That already, it's not ashayizah, it's already kvar huza. So how could that require kibbutz begadim? Obviously, your diuk doesn't work out in that Mishnah. And that's a Ravina note. That's not difficult. Because When it said in the Mishnah, min ha-keren, if it sprays back from the corner, min ha-keren mamish, that meant literally from the corner itself. That's when you don't have to wash the garment. And therefore the inference was, but if it's rola keren, for example, like the three remaining matones abdam of the karmachatas, would require the washing of the garments, like Rav Papa had said, supporting his halacha. But this that the Mishnah then continues and says, min ha-yisoid, from the foundation, that doesn't mean literally if it was poured on the foundation and sprayed back, that that's when exempt from washing, to make the inference, but what's rol yisoid, which asherayim, that then it would require kibbutz, which you had a difficulty with, because no one says that shiayrim would require kibbutz begadim. No, and that says Ravina, that means min ha-rol yisoid, what's fit to be sprayed, to be poured on the foundation. And that's what the Mishnah is teaching, that from when the zrikas were finished, the shiarim, the leftover blood, does not that does not require kibbutz begadim. Because if it meant literally like min ha-keren from the corner itself, so too min ha-yisoid meant from the foundation itself, we wouldn't have to teach it. Because even if from the keren, which is from the primary blood, if it sprays back, doesn't require the washing of the garments, so from the foundation, which is the leftover blood spraying back, would you entertain to say that you would have to wash the garments? No, rather it means to say min ha-rol yisoid. And therefore that resolves the opinion of Rav Papa. Because it's not saying that shiyarim would require kibbutz begadim. No, that's what min ha-yisoid means. It means min ha-rol yisoid, it does not require. Min ha-keren is literally the corner, and what's roli keren, the three other matanis, would require kibbutz begadim. However, on this, the Gemara asks, Amalir of Tachlivi Bagaza, he asked La Ravina, who said this interpretation, he says, but how do you know to make that type of interpretation of the Mishnah? Ema idvi idi rohu, you're right, you can't say the min ha-yisoid also means from the foundation itself. But say that both of them, when it says, when it's min ha-keren and min ha-yisoid, it means what's fit for the keren, what's fit for the yisoid. And that's the chiddush to say that even what's fit for the keren, which are the remaining three matanas of the chatas, does not require kibbutz, which is, you could learn it not like Rav Papa, just like you're saying, min ha-yisoid means min ha-rol yisoid. And that says Ravina, hi mai, how could that be? If that would be the case, then you're back to the question. If you're saying even what's fit for the keren, for the corner of the mizbeach, you're saying once you gave the first matana, that then it's going to exclude all the other remaining zrikas of the dam from having to wash the garment. So roli aside, so what's only fit for the foundation, which all the matanas of the dam are already finished. Mibai, would you entertain to say to require it to be taught? You already know from the first matana of the dam that you're not going to require kibbutz. Obviously what's roli for the aside is not going to require kibbutz. Rather, says Ravina, that's the interpretation of the Mishnah like Rav Papa. Min ha-keren means min ha-keren mamish, from the corner itself. But what's fit for the corner, as long as you didn't finish all the matanas of the dam, would require kibbutz. Then the Mishnah teaches, when it says min ha-yisoid from the foundation, it means min ha-rol yisoid from what's fit for the foundation, that does not require kibbutz, which is excluding shiayrim, because again, like we said, if it meant literally from the foundation itself, that wouldn't need to be taught, and therefore he resolved the proof of Rav Papa to say, like his halacha, that one of the things that the Sholosh Matanis, the Achreinim of the Karban Chatas, that it is like the beginning, which is like the Matan Rishayna, is regarding if it spills on the Kohen's garments, it would require kibbutz to wash his garment. Nothing more continues with the Mishnah. So up until now we had discussed other Karbanas and Karban Chatas HaChitzoin on the Adam Mizbeach. But continues the Mishnah, Kalanitana Mizbeach HaPenimi Chulu, whatever types of bloods, there are certain unique Karbanas that we're going to talk about some of them, that were put on the Mizbeach HaPenimi, on the inner Mizbeach, there, every single one of the Matanas are Ma'akiv, are integral for the Talmud. If it's not put on, it's like he has not done anything. Unlike the other Karbanas, where even if you don't do all of them, it will still have provided atonement. So the source for this Tanah Bava Linda Braisa. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, the Pasuk is Bapar Helam Davar, which is the Karban when the Sanhedrin had made an erroneous ruling, and the whole Jewish people followed that erroneous ruling, and then they realized that they made a mistake. So then the tzibur has to bring a bull that's called of the lapse of awareness of the halacha. Now, this pasuk says, after it already explained all the matanas dam of the parhelm dabar, it says a seemingly redundant pasuk where it says, va'asa, that they should do, which the word that's not here is lapar, for the bull, which is what this was, a parhelm dabar, Kasher also, like he did, this is referring to the Kayan, Lapar HaChatas, for the bull of his Karma Chatas, which a simple translation sounds like going back on what it said before, which is the Par Kayan Mashiach, the Kayan Gadol makes an erroneous ruling and follows his own ruling erroneously, then he has to bring a Par Kayan Mashiach. So this bull should be the same as that bull, Kenyasalai Soto, he should do for it, Vechipar Alein HaKayan, and the Kayan should provide atonement for them, and this Lachlam, and it will be forgiven for them. Now, So it says v'asa you should do, and like we said, kasher asa, like he did already. Now lapar hachatas, like it says, etc. Now, as we said, this is a seemingly unnecessary pasuk because all the avodas of the parah hamadavah were already explained previously in that parsha, except for the diaphragm and the two kidneys, which, yes, that has to be learned out from the previous parasha of the Par Kohen Mashiach, which was said before it. But as Rashi points out, you can't say for that is why he was redundant and was comparing it back, v'asla par that you should do, but this bol kasha, v'asla par achatas, like you did for the Par Kohen Mashiach, because in this pasuk it says, v'chiper aleihem, which is talking about atonement. Now, it can't be, therefore, using it to compare it to the Par Kohen Mashiach for the emurim, which are the diaphragm and the two kidneys, because emurim themselves, the sacrificial parts, are not integral for atonement. So this pasuk talking about atonement obviously is not referring to that. So rather, says the Braisa, this whole pasuk is a superfluous to be used as extrapolation for a drasha to include other halachas, because obviously you can't read it as it was simply said, kasha asla dama par, because that sounds like that you're learning it from some other area. But the problem is there's no halachas of the avodas that's missing in the Par Hamadavah. It already said everything over there. Rather, says the Braisa, you have to read the pasuk as follows. When it says va'asa kasha asa, you should do like he did. So ma'bolamud, what is it coming to teach? Says the Braisa, lichful bahaza asa. It's coming to repeat regarding the warning regarding its own zrikas, its own spraying of the blood. So the way you read it is, you should do for the par kasha asa like you did. What does it mean like you did? Like I told you and I wrote to you that you should do. So it's basically repeating it again. And we know regarding the halachas of kachim, when the halacha is repeated, Velimud, it comes to teach you that if they're lacking any one of the gifts of the dam, he hasn't done anything, which again is the halacha that we're saying in our Mishnah. Now, continues the Braisa, but only ila matan sheva. I would only know if that was the only source that it's referring to the seven springs of the blood that are done on the pareches, that by the Par HaMadavah, they would go into the Heichel and spray towards the curtain that's separated between the Heichel, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodesh, and the Holiest of the Holies. Now, why would I say that when it's repeating the requirement of the Matanas Dam, that to say everyone is integral, would be going on those seven springs? Because Shema Akvis B'chal Mokim, because we find, as I'm going to explain later on what this is referring to, that those types of springs are integral elsewhere. But Matan Dalid, but regarding the four gifts of the blood on the corners of the Mizbeach HaZav, which they're not ma'akiv by, let's say, by the Chatz HaChitzayne, as we said before, because we said that even two or one is enough for it. So minayin, where do we know that, however, that they are integral and they are ma'akiv, they will withhold the validity by the corners of the Inner Mizbeach, which Gemara later on is going to ask, why would I need a pasuk? You already brought the redundancy of the Asa Kasha Asa to say that the Matanas Dam are going to be ma'akiv. That should also be going on the Matanas Dalad, on the Mizbeach HaZav, because there also were explicitly said, and that's a repeating. Why would we only say going on the Matanas Zayin that are on the Pareches and not on the Mizbeach HaZav? But that's the Bryce's question. So the Bryce of Tamalim, and that's what the Pasuk continues to say, Kein Yaselai, so you should do for it, which again repeats it again. Now, if it's not going to teach us anything regarding the seven springs on the pareches, because that we already know from Ba'asa Kasha Asa, so it must be coming to include something else, which is even the Matan Dalet that's done on the Mizbeach HaZav. Now, when the Pasuk has, earlier in the Pasuk, when it says Va'asa La'par, you should do for the bull, like we said, the whole Pasuk is extra, so we're using every word to make a drasha out of it. So when it says La'par for the bull, what's that coming to say? Ze Par Yom HaKippurim, that's coming to include the bull that's brought on Yom Kippur, to compare it to the Par HaMadavah Shel Tzibur, which Gemara later on is going to explain what halacha we're learning out from it, to say that the par that's brought by the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that that's going to have the same halacha the Par HaMadavah Shel Tzibur. Continues the Braisa Talmud Beis when the pasuk continues Kasha Asa Lepar, like was done for the bull. As Rashi points out, we're not expounding here the words Kasha Asa because that we already expounded and we used for the Asa Kasha Asa, which is to say that the Zrika is the Hazoyis Amaakim. But here we're expounding the extra word Lepar, every word we're using as a drasha. What that, we already said lapar, what's this lafar? Is that par kohen mashiach? This is referring to the bull of the kohen gadol, which was said in the previous parasha, which there was not repeated regarding its zrikas. That's why we're comparing it over here to the par HaMadavah Shel Tzibur, to say that there also, every one of its matanas of dam will be ma'akif. Continues the braisa when it says hachatas, it says kasha as lafar hachatas, that's also an extra word, the sin offering. Elu si'ire avodas kacham, that refers to the he-goat, when the Jewish people as a whole, instead of just doing anyone erroneously, they do it regarding Avodah Zarah, that is a special carbon, has to be a he-goat. That in the extra word achatas is coming to include that they have the same halacha as the parhelm davish l'tzibur to require that there are springs on the by the towards the pareches and on the mizbeach hazav, and that it has to be burnt out of the three camps. Because actually, in the halacha of Seir Avodes Kechavim in Parsha Shlach, it doesn't say and specify like it does by Par Helm Davish Otzibra. So here it's being included by the word hachatzis to say that it also has all those halachas. Continues the Braisa, so Yochel Shani Marba, so I would think that you would also include Avsi'iri Haragolim, also the he goats of the chatzis of the Yom Tevim, Visi'iri Resh Chodashim, and the he goats that are brought on Resh Chodesh, that they should also have the same halacha because they're also he goats of chatzis, just like Seir Avodes Kechavim. And therefore, it should also have the same halacha that its blood is brought inside, and therefore the meat of it gets burnt like it's unique for the chatois hapanimius. Tamalema says the Braisa, therefore the pasuk says, so too you should do kenyasa loy, for it, which is an exclusionary term, for this and not for another one, which excludes the siri gol and the siri of Rish HaChaydish, that they're regular chatois hachetainis, and therefore it's not the burnt outside, the meat is eaten. Now, says the Braisa, but Amari eats la rabbi saselu, lohit saselu. Where did you see fit to include, let's say, the Se'iri Avodis Kechavim from the extra word achatas, and to exclude Se'iri Golem and Se'iri Shchadashim from the exclusionary term of loy? Maybe the other way around. Says the Gemara, no. Acha shariba akas of mid, once the pasuk is including and excluding, so marba ni eselu, so I'm going to include the Se'iri Avodis Kechavim to say it has the same halacha like the parhel nevish al tzibur, because shemachapin alaveris mitzvah yedua. It similarly, just like the Parhelm Dabash al Tzibur, comes to atone for a known mitzvah. Both of them come when the Jewish people know what they sinned. But Umaitani Elu, but I'm going to be excluding the sorrow of the Yom Tovim and of the Resh Chodesh, which is not the same, because they're not the same type of atonement. She'em Machapin Alaveris Mitzvah Yidua, they don't come to atone for a known mitzvah, because actually the Higo that's brought on Yom Tovim and Resh Chodesh, they come to atone specifically for Tumas Mikdash Ugadashim. Where if, let's say, someone didn't know, not in the beginning, not at the end, that he was Tamei, and that he went into the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate from Kachim, and he doesn't recognize it, and no one notified him. Not that he was Tamei, not that he came in, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Sechta Shavuos. So since it's not, the atonement is not for a known mitzvah, it's not similar. So since it's the one that's dissimilar, therefore that's the one that's being excluded. Continues the Braisa, again with all the words that we're using there in the Pasuk, when it says later on the Pasuk, V'chiper, that it's atonement, as we said similarly in the previous staff, V'chiper sounds like, and whatever the situation is, it's like a miut is coming to say, Afa pishle samach, even though that the elders did not go ahead and do smicha on the parhelm davish al tzibur, even though they didn't lean on the animal which is supposed to, it's still going to be atonement. And when the pasuk says the word benislach, that they can be forgiven, is also a somewhat of a exclusionary term sounding like a miut where you'll always get forgiveness. As afa pishle nasin shiraim, even if they didn't pour the remnants of the leftover blood to the foundation of the Arim Mizbeach, it's still going to be valid. In other words, and the chiddush in this is that don't say that since the shvichas shiraim was said explicitly in this carbon, so when the pasuk repeats va'asa kasha asa, which we said is going to be ma'akab all the seven hazayis, that it should also apply to the shiraim, that's where the pasuk is coming to exclude it, because although generally shiraim and ma'akab, he would think it is, that's where benisal comes to exclude it. And that is the Gemara, but why? Umari Isa Livsal Bazois, where did you see fit to invalidate? If you don't do all the springs to say it's going to be ma'akiv by the Chatois Apanimias, Ulahakshir Bismich Bishraim, yet when you have exclusionary terms from Vechipur and Benislach, you validated, even though smicha, the leaning of the animal, and of the pouring out of the leftover blood, is not going to be ma'akiv. Where did you see fit? Says the Braisa, Amrit, you're going to say, Paisal Bahazois will invalidate if you're missing out any of the springs of the blood. Because that we find, as Gemara is going to explain later on, the next daf, that that's integral in other places, like by the Paraduma and by Negoyim. So therefore, that we're going to say is going to be integral. But I will validate it, even though it's missing smicha and the pouring of the shiraim. But we don't find that that's integral in other places. We don't find that smich is ma'akiv in general, as the Gemara said in the first parak, where it says b'samach v'nirtza, where the Gemara there says, what I mean, the ritzu, you think the smich is what atones? So that's what it says, like considered this like halfway place where it's not ma'akiv the atonement. And so too, we don't find that the shvich is shiramit ma'akiv, because we said according to every opinion, regarding the chatas achitzeina, the outer, the leftovers of the chatas, akamachatas, is not ma'akiv. So although there are opinions regarding Chatzis and Panimius, but that's what the time of this price is saying, that since we don't find elsewhere that it's Ma'akev by the Smicha Shiraim, so that's the one we're going to be excluding, in contrast to Hazayis, where we do find that there are places where it is Ma'akev, so that's what's going to be included and say that if you don't do any one, and that's what the Halacha, we were coming to explain this Brisa, for the Halacha by Mishnah, in regards to the Chatzis and Panimius, there everyone agrees that every one of those Zrikas, the four corners, the ones on the seven that towards the Parechas, are going to be Ma'akev, and if one's missing it out, that will not be in Toma, in contrast to the Chatzis HaChitzayinah.